Hello and welcome to Walk the Pod, your daily walking show where I take my podcast for a walk because I don't have a dog. My name is Rachel Wheely, a tiny human walking around a sun-baked park in SW17 behind the hospital where I work, in which the university where I work is situated. It's the most beautiful day in the world. There are pups playing on the little tussock of grass over there. There are people out in shorts. There are tiny tots riding little mechanical sheep in the play space. It's all going on and everybody is having a absolutely lovely lunch break, enjoying what is probably the last of the sunshine for 2021. You are very welcome along, and I'm extremely excited to be kicking off series 19 of Walk the Pod today. I tell you what, it's a very, very good move to do 3 weeks of solid daily podcasts and then have a week off, a fallow week, a bit like Glastonbury or Fields, in order to allow my brain to have a rest and indeed to allow you to catch up on the podcast, because I know amongst the people who listen to this podcast, the one thing that binds them all together is a guilt about not listening to the podcast. And I just want to say, if you're not listening to the podcast today, that's okay. I don't need you to listen to the podcast every day. Just listen to it when you feel like it. It's totally fine. Have a break when you need to. Nobody needs to hear 10 minutes of me every single day. I mean, for goodness sake, I don't want to listen to my brain that often. It's the most beautiful day in the world here in the park. There's so much to be excited about today. A brand new 24 hours. What are we going to do with it? We are going to eat gingerbread men, if you're me, and glance around at all the people looking happy because it is sunny and gorgeous out here. There's lots of people having picnics on the grass. Lots of tots swinging on swings. And I'm very, very excited to be back in the office after a week off. What? Excited to be back in the office? No, I am, because there's actual people here, you know, three-dimensional actual people to talk to, which is really lovely. Let me tell you everything that's happened to me over the last week, because I haven't been podcasting. I have been tweeting and I have been Instagramming a little bit, because whilst social media can get in a bin, I feel that I've actually come to a point where I might actually be interacting with it a little bit more healthily than I was before. So I'm now of the opinion that it can be a force for good. Let's put it that way. And many of you have told me it's a force for good, and I've been trying to see that, and I think I have been managing to actually see that a little better than I have in the past. So, what's happened over the last week? So much to tell you about. So, I took the kids to the New Forest, and we stayed in a log cabin on a lake, which somebody pointed out sounds very much like the beginning of a horror film. But we were careful not to get murdered. And not only did we not get murdered, we went looking for wild horses in the New Forest, and we found some fantastic trees to climb, which is good, because finding a challenging tree for 9-year-old 96 is very tricky, because he's pretty good at climbing now and takes pride in being able to climb almost anything. So we found some challenging trees for him, which was excellent. We found a pub which was doing a sort of sandwich bag lunch, which was perfect when you've got three under 12s with you. And we lit a fire pit. We toasted marshmallows. And we generally had an absolutely lovely time. So that was wonderful. And then the day I got back, I moved house. And that sounds very stressful, but actually, do you know what? I was very, very motivated to do this house move. I was very hyped for it, very excited about the new flat. And the sheer kind of motivational force of my own excitement for having a little bit more space and being on the ground floor sort of powered me through. So the move got done. I now live 500 metres east of where I lived before, at the other end of the cycle path. And I will be recording on the cycle path probably for the rest of this week. And it's an absolutely gorgeous flat. I love it so much. My sisters came round on Friday and said, oh, it's very peaceful and calm here. And I've been thinking a lot about this. It is very peaceful and calm, and I like that in my setting. I like to have peace and calm around me when I possibly can. And it struck me, I've been thinking a lot over the last few days about how I am not your friend that you go to for fun. That is something which I've been trying to do it. We've been trying to find ways to have fun. We've been working so hard, me and Leaping Lord Stephen and Captain Tim from Croydon, and Nige and Glythia and Polly and the Icy Edge of England and the Mothership in Worcester, and all of the Walk the Pod Walking Club have been trying to think of ways to have fun. And the reality is that it doesn't come naturally to me. I'm actually more the sort of friend that you go to when you've had too much fun and you're feeling terrible at the end of it all. That's the friend I am. And I will pick up all the pieces of you and stick you back together and make you a nice cup of tea. That's the friend I am. But when you want to go and have the fun in the first place, I'll probably be like, oh, that sounds a bit too much fun to me. And my idea of fun is quite niche, and not everybody's idea of fun. It's not so much roller coasters and sort of like getting absolutely wasted and being in a mosh pit. It's more like make a nice cup of tea, read a whole chapter of the Sceptred Isle book that I found outside somebody's house the other week, and just have a really, really chill time. So, you know, I mean, this is absolutely hopeless, isn't it? That's not going to be very many people's idea of fun. So there we go. I have fun in my own unique way. But absolutely lovely week off. And now I'm actually quite excited to be back at work, just because I get to talk to people and knock around in an office, which I quite enjoy, weirdly. And being in the hospital is really lovely, because I'm sort of surrounded by people in scrubs who are doing very important life-saving work and are approaching the day with an enormous amount of cheerfulness about it, which I find very heartwarming and uplifting. And I have huge respect for everybody that I'm working for, so this is good. This is good. I'm also listening to a fascinating series of podcast episodes that my dad is recording for me onto WhatsApp, which has been fascinating and quite difficult to follow, to be completely honest with you, because a lot of the things he's talking about are a little bit beyond me. But I'm doing my best to keep up, and I'm sort of occasionally sending him a voicemail back to say, can you please explain what this is that you're talking about. So I'm listening to my own private sort of philosophy series from my dad on WhatsApp voice notes at the moment, which is great, and learning a lot of things and finding out interesting stuff about ancient philosophers that I don't know much about, because what I've been talking about on the podcast for the last 19 series is how to be a human in the world is what I'm interested in. And for that, I have gone to philosophers such as Marcus Aurelius, and more recently, Heather Havrileski, who doesn't call herself a philosopher, but definitely is. And so on. And my dad talks to me about Kant and Hume and Laplace, is that one? I don't know. I've forgotten now. But, you know, his reading is very different from my reading, and so it will give me a different thing to explore. Which is great, and when I'm in the place to read about that next, that's where I will go to explore the next stage of stuff. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm trying to find out anymore, to be honest. I think the conclusion I've come to over the last week, after doing a lot of thinking actually about why social media makes me feel so sad, why I'm intimidated by certain people, why I have some of the negative emotions that I have, is that some of the negative emotions that I have are based around other people having very clear paths in life that they're trying to tread. And if I don't have a clear path, if I don't have a goal and I don't have anything that I'm actually trying to do, then I can feel a little bit sad that they know what they're doing and I don't know what I'm doing, I suppose, is a sort of short version of that. And so the conclusion I've come to is to keep in mind the things about everyone that I know, that I respect and admire about them the most, to think about what is really, really good about the relationship between me and them, the individual relationship between me and them, what I like about them the most in terms of their personality or their talents or their abilities or their skills or their expertise, to keep those in mind as I think about them, but also to make sure that I have a path that I'm trying to tread and to remember to stick to that and not to just sort of take on other people's goals, because other people's goals are very unlikely to suit me. And the goals that I have are much more likely to suit me because they've been ones that I've been working on for a while already. So that's my new plan. So I'm thinking very fondly of everybody at the moment, and that's almost as good a gratitude practice as to sort of write down things that I'm grateful for, is to write down people I'm grateful for and what I'm grateful for about them. So I'm doing a little bit of that. I hope you're having a good Monday. I hope you had a good weekend. I hope you have got away from your desk at lunchtime and are having a little stretch and a stroll and enjoying this beautiful day that we have to play with and to play in this September Monday. And I'm super, super excited to bring you the next series of Walk the Pod. We kick off today. We've got 15 episodes, which I'll be recording Monday to Friday. And then I'm going to force myself to take a week off at the end of that and start series 20 a week later, because I think having a gap is really healthy. If you would like to get in touch with the podcast to say happy new series, Rach, or to say here's an idea that I had based on something you said today, you can do that. If you go to walkthepod.com, there is a button there with message written on it and a little plus sign. And if you press that, it will give you 59 seconds to record your beautiful voice and anything you want to say. If you don't like talking into machines, or you prefer typing, or you want to say something more extensive, you can email rach@rachelwheely.com. And if you have my number, you can WhatsApp me a voice note and I will stick it in, and it can be longer than 59 seconds. So, on we go. If you would like to join the Walk the Pod Walking Club, which is a community message board of the people who support the podcast and keep it on the air and generally sort of get access to a load of the sort of the backstage thinking that I do before recording the podcast, go to rachelwheelyisfunny.com, where you will find 3 tiers of support. And if you like what I'm doing, which is trying to work out how to be a human in the world, you might want to join to support the cause. Thank you very much indeed for listening. I'll be back with episode 2 tomorrow. Take care, and remember to speak kindly to yourself today.